We begin this evening with Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Alef. That's Parshas Nitzavim. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Alef. Ki ha-mitzvah azos, ha-shel anochi mitzavach la-hayom, lo nifleisim imecho velo rechoko hi, lo ba-shamayim hi, velo meyev alayom hi, ki koro velecha ha-dovor meyod, beficha uvilavovecha la-asos. The Ramban, as we have mentioned sometime previous, the Ramban says, ki ha-mitzvah hazos is a reference to the mitzvah of teshuvah. And what we have to discover now is exactly what the Torah means, al derech ha-pshat, in reference to the mitzvah of teshuvah, lo nifleishi mimecha, velo rechokohi, lo ba-shamayim, velo meyev alayomi. Says the Sephorna, when the Torah says, lo nifleishi mimecha, it means, shetitztarech l'neviyim. It's not so obscure that you need a Navi to explain the mitzvah to you. Velo rechokohi, says the Sephorna, shetitztarech l'chach mehador horechokim. It's not dependent on the interpretation of Chachamim, who will explain to you exactly how to go about the mitzvah of Teshuvah. Says the Sephorna, there are certain mitzvahs. If you do not have a Kabbalah, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or if a Navi doesn't come, or if the Chachamim through Torah Shebaal Peh do not bring the interpretation to you, you don't know how to go about the mitzvah. You have Asulahem Tzitzis. Without the Chachamim, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know where to start. You have Mitzvah Tfilin. You wouldn't know where to go. You wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know what materials, how, where, when. When it comes to the Mitzvah of Teshuvah, lo nifleisi mimecha velo rechokohi. Indeed, says the Sephorna, the point is emphasized in the following phrases, lo bashomayim hi. You don't have to go up to the heavens. You don't need a Navi to bring you down some insight as to how Teshuvah is to be performed. You don't have to travel across the seas to visit the outstanding Chachmei Hador who will guide you in the process of Teshuvah. But rather it is a simple mitzvah, as the Pasuk concludes, Ki korov elecha hadavar miyod. It is something which is very near to you. Beficha, referring to vidui, uvelevavacha, and referring to hirhurei teshuva, la'asosa. So for the Sephorna then, the emphasis is on the fact that the mitzvah of teshuva is easily understood, easily explained. There's nothing esoteric about it. You don't need a Navi, and you don't need a Chacham. Interestingly enough, there is a variation on this theme of the Sephorna in the Perush al HaTorah of the Yoznayim LaTorah, Reb Zalman Sorotskin Zatzal. And he uses the motif of the Sephorna, namely invoking the Navi and the Chacham, but gives it a different twist. He refers us to a Yerushalmi in Makos in Perek Beis. The Yerushalmi there tells us that many were asked, what is the law that pertains to the sinner? The Navi was asked. And the Navi says the sinner has to die. Chochmah was asked. And Chochmah answered the sinner has to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Yaseh Teshuvah V'yechapeh. Says Reb Zalman Sorotskin, I would like to suggest that whereas the Sephorno says that you don't need a Navi and you don't need a Chacham in order to explain to you what Tshuva is, I would like to suggest that what it means is, according to Nevuah and according to Chochmah, by all natural laws by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Tshuva should not exist. How do you wipe out the past? A person through a mental process eradicates things that have taken place? Nevuah cannot understand, couldn't possibly fathom that there could be a concept such as tshuva. Chochma similarly couldn't perceive that there should be some logic whereby one is able to perform some mental process and the past ceases to exist. Mikanu lahabo. So therefore, when we say lo bashomayim, he referring to nevuah, and we refer lo me'eval ayomi, referring to chochma, it is not, says the Oznayim LaTorah, as the Sephorno suggests, or not only as the Sephorno suggests, that we don't need the Navi and the Chochm to explain, but rather Chochma and Nevuah do not perceive the possibility of a concept and process such as Teshuvah. Because we recognize Teshuvah, says the Yerushalmi in Makos, as a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, as it were, is a special act over and above the laws which pertain in the world. We need this particular theme, as we will see as we proceed. Now, interestingly enough, a very unusual question was asked. If, in fact, as the Sephorno points out, and as the Ramban points out, that the performance of Teshuvah is a mitzvah, and not only is a mitzvah, but the Torah has actually called it a mitzvah, ki ha-mitzvah azos, why don't we say a bracha before we do teshuvah? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu la'asos teshuvah. I came across two answers to this question. One answer is found in the tshuvas of the Beis Yitzchok. The Beis Yitzchok is Rav Yitzchok Shmelke, zecher tzadik livracha, one of the great poskim of previous generations. And he makes a very interesting observation, and it is the following. Whenever an individual performs a positive commandment, and the need to perform that positive commandment arises out of a transgression, then you cannot make a bracha on the performance of the positive commandment. E.g., there is a mitzvah that if a person steals, the heshiv is hagezeilah. In fact, the Gemara calls Gezela lav hanitikli asei. It is a negative commandment which can be rectified by the performance of a positive commandment. Says the Beis Yitzchok, did anyone ever suggest that a person who sets about returning this stolen object before he gives it back says, asher kidishon b'mitzvah, there's no such a thing as making a bracha before performing that mitzvah, because the performance of the positive commandment only became necessary, not possible, only became necessary by virtue of the fact that the individual had transgressed. And it is the transgression which makes the positive commandment necessary. Likewise, says the Beis Yitzchok, in the case of tshuva, even though it is a positive commandment, but had I not transgressed, there would be no need for me to perform the mitzvah of teshuva. Is likewise, since the necessity of that positive commandment comes about through a desecration of a mitzvah, transgressing a lav or whatever it may be, therefore the recitation of a bracha is most inappropriate. That is the answer of the Beis Yitzchok at the end of Chelek Yonadeya. A simpler answer, to my mind, is given by the Talmud of the Beis Yitzchok in a sefer called Hadrash V'Hoiyun. And he suggests very simply that whenever a mitzvah involves a mental process alone, no bracha is recited. A classic proof for that would be the following. Burning of chametz, the physical removal of chametz, is only a mitzvah midrabanan, a rabbinic mitzvah. And yet we make a bracha. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al biur chametz. Bitul chametz, on the other hand, is a mitzvah min haTorah. As the Gemara says, everybody will know midiraisa b'bitul b'yal mesagi. Rak midrabanan tzorich biur. The Gemara in Daf Daladom and Beis Mitzachim. Bitul chametz is the performance of a mitzvah asay. According to many, it's contained in the word tashbisu. And yet, there is no bracha before we are actually mevatel the chametz. There's no bracha at all. Says the Drash V'Hoiyun, the reason is, because even though there is a recitation, but the actual bitul is a mental process, where I am considering whatever it is, the chametz, to be ka'afra diyara. And when something involves a mental process, then there is no bracha recited whatsoever. And since teshuva is in essence a mental process, shemo hirer tshuva vilibo, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, so therefore there is no bracha mandated for the performance of teshuva. Now what I want to do is to move on to what is most probably one of the most classic items in the literature concerning teshuva. I have made mention a moment or two ago the fact that teshuva seems to be a special chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs on behalf of our people, because, and I say that advisedly, because it says in the Medrash in Ha'azinu, in Os Dalid, in Medrash Tanchuma, Yinso Hashem Ponov, may the Almighty favor. So the Gemara, the Medrash asks, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu favor people? Are there favorites in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? And the answer is yes, the individual who does teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors him. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, you might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors everyone through tshuva. That's why the Pasuk goes on to say, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Only to you, V'layli Umos Ha'olam. So you come across a Medrash Tanchuma of that nature, and you say to yourself, this Medrash Tanchuma most definitely needs some interpretation, because I'm sure many of you will recognize that we seem to have an open contradiction to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only accept tshuva from our people, from Mafter Yoina, where we know that the people of Nineveh did tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted. So when we speak about the chesed of tshuva, and we also recognize through the Medrash Tanchuma that the chesed of tshuva seems to apply exclusively to Bnei Yisrael, we realize that there are a number of items that have to be addressed here. And what I want to draw your attention to this evening, which I consider to be a masterpiece, and that is the Maimar al HaTshuva from Rav Elchanan Zatzal. I mentioned before, and I mention again before we go through this Maimar al HaTshuva from the Kravitz Ma'amorim, it is one of the greatest literary tragedies that Rav Elchanan did not write more, because he had a style and a simplicity which is unequaled almost, certainly amongst his contemporaries. And we'll see here, I would suggest, something really to guide us through the Yomim Noroim. He begins as follows. Kosav b'mesilas yeshorim perik dalet. By the Mesilas Yeshorim from Ramchal, writes as follows. Ki lefi shuras hadin mamish. If one were to go conduct oneself, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu more correctly, were to conduct himself according to the strict letter of Din, Hoyo ro'ui shelo yihyeh tikun lachet klal. It should have followed logically that a sin can never be rectified. Ki hine v'yemes, because when one thinks about it, eich yitakein ho adam eis asher ives v'hachet kvar naaso. How can a person rectify a sin? The sin has already been done. Let us take, for instance, a person killed another. Or committed adultery. How can tshuva possibly rectify an action which has already taken place? Can you remove this action from reality? It has taken place. So from the point of view of logic, tshuva would seem to have absolutely no place, because tshuva wants to wipe a slate clean. But tshuva is a mental process. How can you undo what has been done? Omnom, says the Mesilas Yeshorim, midas horachamim hi hanosenes. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality of mercy which allows the concept of tshuva to enter into the world. By give tshuva has been given to sinners as an act of chesed. Because what tshuva does is, by my mental regret and remorse, as it were removing it from my mind, it is as if the action has not taken place. So the Mesilas Yeshorim is telling us something which apparently we already should have known, that the whole idea of tshuva is nothing less than an act of chesed on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because from the point of view of Midas Hadin, tshuva should be as futile a gesture in regards to what has taken place as they used to say, whatever it is in the wind. It's of no matter. So if it does achieve whatever it achieves, it can only be because of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the statement of the Mesilas Yeshorim. Says Rebbe Elchanan, Umevuah midvarav, and what emerges from his words are, Shemitzad hadin, that from the point of view of halacha, from din, charoto, eino, okeres, esamaise. Thought, regret, cannot remove what has already taken place. Ela, but why does tshuva help? It's lifnim, mishuras hadin. It is only because teshuva exists in that special hierarchy of lifnim mishuras hadin, beyond the letter of the law. Says Rebbe Elchanan, v'koshe tuve mehode ise sof pelek kamer de kiddushin. I have a difficulty with the position of the Mesilas Yeshorim from a statement in the Gemara at the end of the first chapter of Kiddushin. And the Gemara reads as follows, and you will see it's a major question. The Gemara says, afilu tzadik gomor kol yomol. If a person was a tzadik gomor all his days, umorad bo acharona, and at the end of his days he became an apikoros, he rebelled, ibeid es zechuyosav. He has lost everything. He's lost all his merits. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, invoked by the Gemara, Tzidkas ha-tzadik lo satzilenu v'yom pisho. The righteousness of the righteous man will not save him in the day of his transgression. So he was a tzadik for the first 95 years of his life. The last day of his life, he says, the whole thing is worth absolutely nothing. There's no God, there's no nothing, less din, but less dayan. So what has happened? Says the Gemara, he's lost everything. Says the Gemara, uporich be Gemara, unahave kemechze zechuyo isemechze avonos? That's unfair. The man who's got 95 good years to his credit. So one day he didn't do what he was supposed to do. In the classic phrase, you can't win them all. But at least give him credit for the 95 years that he was a good boy. And the one day that he didn't behave himself all right, so zayin l'chol hapochus 50-50, mechza al mechza? Answers the Gemara, umishani, and the Gemara answers, omar reish lokish, betohe al horishonus. What he does in the last day is not merely to say, I don't believe in God anymore. What he does is he says, I'm sorry I never put on tefillin. I'm sorry I ever kept Shabbos. I regret all the mitzvot that I did. And when you regret all the mitzvot that you've done, says the Gemara, you lose the zechus of every single mitzvah. Betohe al horishonus. Pelish Rashi, mischaret al kol hatovos she'osa. He regrets any ever having done anything good. Says Rebbe Elchanan, according to the Gemara, you see that if a person regrets having done mitzvahs, al-pi-din, all his mitzvahs are wiped out. So what's the big chiddush with teshuvah? You regret that you've ever done averos. Likewise, they should be wiped out. So why does the Mesilas Yeshorim say that teshuvah doesn't exist al-pi-midas hadin, it exists al-pi-midas ha-chesed? Tohe al-rishonus means I regret what I've done. If it helps in the world of mitzvahs, why shouldn't it help in the world of aveiros? So, a major question. Says Rebbe Elchanan, umavur, what can you see from here? Decharoto okeres mitzvos, that regret can wipe away the merit of mitzvos. The alkane, from which we can conclude, mitzad hadin hu, that this is something which occurs mitzad hadin. The imkane, if that is so, lomoso lo soil charoto mitzad hadin la kor avonus. So why can regret not remove all the avonus that you've done? On the contrary, the Gemara is filled with so many passages which indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quality of good exceeds his quality to punish. See, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to remove the zechus of mitzvos because you regret, how much more so should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be prepared to remove the zechus, quote-unquote, of averos, the chovos of averos that you have committed? That's the kasha. Says Reb Elchanan, v'sha'alti dovor zeh mikroid kedushas moron bal Chofetz Chaim Zatzal. I asked the Chofetz Chaim. Reb Elchanan was very close to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, when he was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael, very interesting, a letter has just been published a little while ago. He actually wrote to Diane Hillman Zatzal, the Diane here in London, explaining why in the end he didn't go. To his wife became ill. And Shabbos he announced that he was going to Eretz Yisrael, and in the end he didn't go. And he died in Menchutz La'aretz. So they once asked the Chofetz Chaim, what min ha-shamayim that you weren't destined to go to Eretz Yisrael? He says, yes. It's the first time in my life that I said I'm going to do something and I didn't say B'li Neder, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me for it. Because I announced on Shabbos that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, and I didn't say B'li Neder. But anyway, when he was going, so all the Gedolim came to him and said to him, how can you leave us? You're leaving a flock. How can a shepherd leave his flock? To which the Chofetz Chaim replied, Ich los eichibu Reb Elchanan. I'm leaving you, Reb Elchanan. That was the Reb Elchanan, as far as the Chofetz Chaim was concerned, was his successor. So the Reb Elchanan asked the Chofetz Chaim, the Heshiv, and the Chofetz Chaim replied, Dibiteshuva meyahava, Hodi avonos nasu lokis achuyos, hu lifnim mishuras hadin. That was the answer of the Chofetz Chaim. In reality, when a person performs teshuva meyahava, which is the highest form of teshuva, the Gemara says in Gemara Yoma, that even if a person had averos, those averos through teshuva meyahava are counted like zechuyos. So the Chofetz Chaim said to Reb Elchanan like this, when a person does teshuva meyahava, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to wipe out all the averos that the individual had done before, that is mitzad midas hadin, like the Gemara in Kedushin. So what is the chesed in teshuva? The chesed in teshuva is that when you do teshuva meyahava, what were originally averos becomes a chuyos. What were originally liabilities now become credits. That's how he explained. Ah, he says, the Chofetz Chaim, you'll say to me, but what about teshuva meyira? Right? Says the Chofetz Chaim, u teshuva meyira eina bichlal tohe al rishonos. The Chofetz Chaim went on to say that when a person does teshuva meyira, he's not really regretting what he did. It's not a comparison with the Gemara in Kedushin. Because in reality, teshuva meyira means, I'm really not sorry for what I've done, but I'm sorry for what I'm going to get punished for what I've done. And were it not for the fact that he's going to get punished, the individual wouldn't be doing teshuva meyira at all. So he went on to explain that therefore it is possible that when we are speaking about tshuva meyira, the actual acceptance of that type of tshuva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in itself a chesed. So let me explain to you again, Bekitzel, and then we'll move on. The Chofetz Chaim suggested to Reb Elchanan the following answer. Be'etzem, the only valid comparison between tohe al horishonos, which wipes away mitzvos, and teshuva, which wipes away averos, is when the tshuva is meyahava. So you will ask, if indeed tshuva meyahava wipes away the averos, so what is the chesed in tshuva meyahava? Answer the Chofetz Chaim, the chesed in tshuva meyahava is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes away the averos, but rather that what were averos are no zechuyos. That's a special chesed. Or it could be that when we are dealing with tshuva meyira, it is not the equivalent of toa al rishonos. Because toa al rishonos means you regret what you've done. Tshuva meyira, as its name signifies, said the Chofetz Chaim, doesn't mean you regret what you've done. You only regret that you're going to be punished for what you've done. So therefore, it is not the equivalent of toa al rishonos, but rather something inferior, and therefore mitzad adin, tshuva meyira should not have been effective. But mitzad ha-chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to accept even tshuva meyira. That was the Chofetz Chaim's answers. Says Reb Elchanan, I was not too happy with that. It's a big thing to say. I wasn't happy. Because the way I understood it, it meant that any type of tshuva was in fact accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu only as an act of chesed. Therefore, Rebbe Elchanan says, I want to offer an answer of my own. And you'll see here something very classic. In Beis, second paragraph. V'nire biur zeh, I would like to explain the Mesilas Yeshonim, who identifies tshuva as chesed, lefima shekosav bal Mesilas Yeshonim biyatzmo, b'sifro derech Hashem peregrivi v'zeh leshonim. I would like to explain the Mesilas Yeshonim, says Rebbe Elchanan, on the basis of another volume written by the author of Mesilas Yeshonim, known as Derech Hashem, another classic. Says the Derech Hashem as follows. Kalal ha-mitzvot. There is a general principle in the mitzvot, and we cannot have any more basic insight erev Yom Adin than this. There is a general rule in the mitzvot. Ho asin v'halavin, whether they are positive or negative. Kol echad mehen mechavein el tachlis hikonos ba'odom v'he'etzim bo echad mimadregos hamale ho'amitis v'hasoras echad meyinyonei hachoshech v'hachisronos al yedei poel ha-mitzvah sa'aseh ha-hi ho ha-miniyah min alo-sa'aseh. Every single mitzvah has been ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu either to imbue us with a positive characteristic, or to remove from us a negative characteristic. Every mitzvah has a tachlis. And that tachlis is irrespective of what rewards are promised in the Torah, or what punishments are promised in the Torah for observance or non-observance. In fact, when the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, She'ein atah yodea matan secharon shel mitzvos. That's why Hevi Zohir, b'mitzvah kala kevachamura, She'ein atah yodea matan secharon shel mitzvos, says that Tferet Yisrael, the Mishnah is very careful not to say that you don't know the schar of mitzvos. She'ein atah yodea matan secharon shel mitzvos. Matan secharon refers to the intrinsic benefit which is brought about by the performance of the mitzvahs, which is totally unrelated, as I said before, to the punishments which are meted out if you transgress the lo sa'aseh, or the rewards which are vouchsafed for you if you keep the mitzvah. As the Tiferes Yisrael says, let me give it a modern twist, in the same way as you cannot assess the nutritional value of a food or a drink by what it costs. So to push it. Glass of water costs you pennies. Bottle of Glenfiddich can cost you a fortune. Are you going to tell me that you can automatically conclude that on Glenfiddich kemer doch nicht leben? Can't be so. For the goyim, caviar costs the earth. A loaf of bread costs pennies. Can you compare the nutritional value, or can you allow the prices to indicate to you what is more nutritional? So they're totally unrelated. So when we speak about matan secharon shel mitzvos, we're talking about the spiritually nutritional value. That's why have a zohar b'mitzvah kala kevachamura, because kala chamura means the ones which seem in the Torah to receive the smallest rewards, the largest punishments, whatever it may be, and it's no indication. However, to come back to the Derech Hashem, what we know is that every mitzvah, whether it's an aseh or a lo saseh, has a tachlis. Either to invest us with some positive characteristic, or to remove some negative. Ma'aseh ha-mitzvos, hinei tachlis bo li'yodom she'yaseh mevuah. There is absolutely no question that the reason why the individual performs it is l'kaye mitzvahs bo ra'ov la'asos chepzo. Right? So, since that is what he has to do, v'hinei hu mekayim chepzo yisporach shemo bebeiz derochim nimshochim zeh mizeh. So when a person performs a mitzvah, he fulfills the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. Number one, he achieves the purpose for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, the tachlis. And the second thing is, he does what he's told. That's the second way in which he performs the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'haynu, ki hu mekayem chevzo b'mer shetzivo sheyaseh ha-ma'aseh ahu v'hu oseihu. Number one, he does what he's told, and therefore he has the advantage of having fulfilled the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sheinis, The second thing is, Kehine b'maisa hazeh hu mishtalim b'yachas mimadregos hashlemos shehi toledus hamitzvah hahi v'hine miskayim chefzo yisporach shehu chofet sheyihye ha'odah mishtalim u'magia lehonis mituvo. And the second way in which a person fulfills the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because through the performance of the mitzvah, a person becomes possessed now of a higher level of personality, which comes about through the performance of the mitzvah, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally intended when he gave us the mitzvah in the first place. Again, when we perform a mitzvah asay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we achieve two things. Number one, we are mekayei mitzvos of Yisborach. And number two, we fulfill the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that he wanted us to keep the mitzvos so that a certain type of characteristic should be created in us. V'nimtzo lefi zeh. So what emerges is as follows. Ki b'chol mitzvah yeshnan shnei devorim. In every mitzvah there are two things. Toeles v'tikun hanasa mi'amitzvah, the advantages that accrue to our personality by the performance of the mitzvah, asher b'shvil zeh tzivo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asosah, for which reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. As he goes on to say, the Ramban tells us in Kiseitze that every mitzvah has that advantage. And then, beis, we have also the added advantage, achar shenitzdavinu lekayim hamitzvos, hu inyan v'fnei atzmo lekayim tzivui Hashem yisborach. Similarly, there are in the area of Averos two problems. Number one, we have wanted us to be retained in our pristine state and not in any way defiled by activities which will only contaminate our soul. Says Reb Elchanan, let me just say it out and then we'll have a look. When the Gemara says that a person who regrets having performed mitzvos for the past 50 years, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to wipe the slate clean, that is true. That's what the Gemara says. Therefore, where the individual would have merited Olam Haba on a magnificent scale with 50 years of undiminished and unceasing perpetual, regular performance of the mitzvos, he's lost it. But, says Reb Elchanan, how can you deny that a person who has been involved in 50 years of performance of mitzvos, his personality has become enhanced through the performance of those mitzvos? Because each mitzvah is beneficial spiritually, it makes us better people. So, Einoch Hinam Yakodesh Baruch Hu removes the zechus of all those mitzvos, and the individual will obtain no reward for them. But the individual will still remain that elevated personality which came to him by virtue of the performance of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of mitzvos. Now we can approach the whole union of tshuva and see where the chesed comes in. Mitzad hadin, if a person says, I regret all the averos that I have committed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, I'm not going to punish you for them. Toheh al horishonos, Gemara in Kedusha. But one cannot escape the fact that endless years of continued performance of averos has contaminated that person's soul. So even though the prospect of punishment is now removed, mitzad hadin, the individual should still remain the same defiled and contaminated individual that he was before teshuva. Because all Toheh al Horishonos can do is to remove any prospect of reward in the area of mitzvos or any prospect of punishment in the area of averos. The chesed of tshuva, says Reb Elchanan, is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to wipe the slate clean, so that what you have done will now be ignored henceforth and even forever. The chesed of tshuva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to allow you to become someone different.
different. Because what you have done has affected what you have become. And therefore, teshuvah is accepted as a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only to wipe your slate clean vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that you are now, through the process of teshuvah, able to alter who you are. That's what teshuvah does. Now, if we say that, and let's have a look inside, the nireh. When we say that a person who regrets all that he has done previously in the area of mitzvos and that he loses those mitzvos, that's only in reference to the second part, what he has fulfilled as commands of God. But in regards to the improved personality that he became to the performance of mitzvos, that can never be removed through his regret. And he is left as if he had performed all those mitzvos as one who was not commanded and yet performed them. And so it is likewise in the area of Aveira. Shaharoto Moeles la Kor Mashi Ovar al Sivo Yashem Yisborach. Charoto is valuable to the extent that it can likewise remove the fact that he has transgressed God's command. Avol Hakilkul Vahahefseid Shayotsome Hamaisa Atzmo Ze Eno Neka Mitzad Hadin Ayede Charoto. But what a person became as a result of what he did, that teshuvah mitzad adin should never have been able to effect. You'll ask me, why is it Yisro Hashem Pono Velecho in the Medrash Tanchum in Ha'azinu that the chesed of Tshuva applies only to Yidden, not to Goyim? The answer is Parshat. By Goyim it's also Tohe Alorishonus will help, because it's mitzad adin. So if Nineveh do teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say no punishment. But they stay the same as they were before teshuvah. There's no before and after. The chesed of teshuvah, which applies exclusively to the Bnei Yisrael, is that before teshuvah we are sullied, and if after teshuvah, ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem litaher eschem. Tshuva is a process of purification and cleansing. Ashrei lifnei mi atem mitaharim atzmechem. Rabbi Akiva says, umi mitahir atzchem. Rabbi Akiva says, happy is Israel before whom they become cleansed and who cleanses them. Why would Rabbi Akiva announce this? According to Rebbe Chanan, it's simple. Because that is the chesed aspect of tshuva. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives you if you do tshuva, does pasach by goyim eich. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to cleanse you. Lifnei Hashem titoru. That's something that has to be announced. That's only by us. I might just mention before I move on, we have still a number of items to have a look at. There is a very beautiful drosha given by Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. There are very few droshes of his left. He gave one famous drosha the first night of Slichas. I pity the chatten, but that's a different problem. This is a longer drosha. But anyway, he gave a long drosha first night Slichas, and he was also addressed himself to this particular point. Lo bashamayim hi velo meyev alayom hi. Let me just offer you this insight before we move on. What do we mean when we say tshuva is lo bashamayim hi and lo meyev alayom hi? And this, I would suggest, can be included as another answer in the aspect of chesed of tshuva. Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, as many of you will know, and we've looked into it in the Nefesh HaChaim on one or two occasions, he constantly reminds us that we are, in fact, as individuals, responsible for the health, survival, and continued viability, not only of this world, but also of many worlds, which go above and beyond. L'mayla b'kodesh akisei akovot. That is Reb Chaim's picture of the world. Spheros, I'm not going to go into it because I don't understand it, but there are worlds upon worlds upon worlds. That is why he says at the very opening chapter in Nefesh HaChaim, that is why we humans are called B'tzelem Elokim.
Tzelem Elokim for him, he says, without looking into Kabbalah, Alpi Apshat means we are somewhat like God.
Like a shadow is somewhat in the image of the individual. It's not quite, but it has some resemblance.
What do we mean when we say that man is Tzelem Elokim? In what way is man like God?
Says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin in the Perek Aleph Shaar Aleph the Nefesh HaChayim, very simple.
God creates worlds, and God destroys them.
And man does the same. If it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara Sanhedrin, Bona Olamos U'machrivon,
likewise by man, every mitzvah I perform gives chiyus to this world and to the worlds which are above.
What we call religious ecology.
Every avera that we do damages our world and worlds above.
That's Tzelem Elokim, that's the shita.
Says there, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, we know if a person commits an avera, that he damages not only this world, but he damages worlds infinitely, infinite in number, right up to Kisei Yaakovet. So you might have thought, if he wants to do teshuva, he's got to go to every one of those worlds to repair the damage he's done.
That's why there is a chiddush in the Torah. You don't need to go up there.
So what's Veloyme Yevel Ayom? Chadrosha Paslichas. Veloyme Yevel Ayom, what does that mean? Says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. The Gemara says, a person should always see himself as if he's Mechza Chayev and Mechza Zakai. And he should always see the world as if it's 50% good, 50% bad, and any Aveda which he does will tip the scales the wrong way, and if he'll do one mitzvah, he'll tip it the right way.
Says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, it is possible, therefore, that a person can commit an Aveda, and people in Australia will suffer. Because the world was Mechza al Mechza, the entire world, and you did one Aveda, and you tilted the whole world over on the Kap Chayma, on a scale of debit, and people around the world are going to suffer. So you might think that you would have to go around doing teshuvah in all those places where you have brought a kilkul, where you have brought a damage. Therefore, the chiddush says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, "V'loy meyevel ayomhi." You don't need to travel. So,
despite the fact that you have damaged heavens beyond mention, and despite the fact that you may have brought calamity to millions the whole world over,
you only need to shuva. Need to do teshuva where you are. Very poetic and very beautiful.
Let us now move on, and let me raise a most interesting question. Tshuva helps, and after all, we're committed to the fact that tshuva helps. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's all there. Whether it's a mitzvah like the Ramban says, or whether it's not a mitzvah like the Ramban says, but that's incidental to the extent that nobody denies that tshuva helps. And I even went so far as to say, tshuva changes you into a different person. So let's have a little scenario. Person is convicted of murder. And he stands in front of the judge, and he closes his eye, and he says, I've done teshuvah. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen. Case dismissed. No, I put it in that fashion. That's a caution. If teshuvah helps, and we extol its value, and we say it is a chesed mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that when it comes to Arba Mises based in, you can cry as much as you like, but the gentleman with the black hat still says it's all over? Why? What's the theme here? Let us have a look at two sources which I have brought for your attention, both from very different points of view, and then we'll add another one which I didn't have an opportunity to put into. The first answer appears in the Sefer Nesivos Olam of the Maharal. And of course, as you know, Maharal is very, very original. Again, the kasha, why doesn't tshuva help when it comes to Beistin Shalmato? I mean, that's the kasha. Says the Maharal, Midas HaTeshuva, what is tshuva? Kasha Yischare to Adam Yavoy Noisav Shiyasa.
He regrets, it seems. V'shovel Hashem Yisborah v'chol libo and returns to Hashem with all his heart.
Right?
V'yal yitame ha'odom. And let a person not wonder. Me'ezatam yo'il ha'tshuvo achar shekvar choto. How can tshuva help, you might ask? V'hari be'beisdin shalmato. Achar she'oso chet shechayev miso. How come? In a beisdin shalmato, in an earthly court, after a person has committed a sin for which he is liable to the death penalty, af she'onu yodim, even though we know shekvar shov b'teshuva, that he has done proper tshuva, eino potter min amisa, he's not exempt from the death penalty. Why? V'dovar zeh, so the Maharal says their answer is, mipnei ki ein beisdin shalmala, u beisdin shalmato shovim. The parameters under which an earthly court and a heavenly court perform are different. What do I mean, says the Maharal? Ki beisdin shalmalo kemo shetachas yodom hora shedonim al hora kach donim al atuv gamkein. The heavenly court has a contract, and its contract is to dish out not only punishments, but also rewards. We come into Olam HaEmes, we get rewards. Based in Shalmalo gives not only punishments, but rewards. And based in Shalmata doesn't have any contract to dish out any reward. I'm sorry to have to tell you, once you're summoned to based in Shalmata, it's either trouble or you go free. But there's no Nobel Prizes. And there it is. Based in Shalmata. So since based in Shalmalo has as part of its contract rewarding the good, as well as punishing the bad. Umipnei kach, therefore, im ha'odom kvar osa teshuva, v'tikenes ma'asov, nidon lizuchus beveist in shalmala, shekeshem shehadin lora tachas yodom, kach maisim hatovim donam olo. So when a person is brought to beveist in shalmala, and on the one hand there are averos for which he has to be punished, but the beisdin shalmala is a beisdin that has to take into account the good deeds that the individual does. And part of those good deeds is tshuva. And tshuva is a very meritorious deed. Therefore, it is possible that one can cancel out the other. So it could very well be that min ha-shamayim, something has been, as it were, forecasted for you. And yet, when you do tshuva, you have a redeeming feature. Avol based in Shalmato, ein mashgichen al ze. But based in Shalmato, an earthly court does not take into account any rewards. You either did it or you didn't do it. Is ein mashgichen al ze, v'donin es ha'odom al hora bilevad. He then goes on to say the following. That it is also possible that the reason why based in Shalmato cannot take account of teshuvah is because teshuvah is something which only exists between the individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is in reference to the Gemara that we mentioned at the beginning, that nevuah doesn't have any place in its hierarchy for teshuvah, chokhmah doesn't have any place in its hierarchy for teshuvah. The only one who recognizes the existence and possibility of teshuva is HaKadosh Baruch. So the only time that teshuva can play a part is when your din Torah is with HaKadosh Baruch. When your din Torah was with an earthly court, it doesn't figure. That's what he goes on to say here. Ulefikoch based in Shalmalo dafke menakela shovin v'loi based in Shalmato ki ha-teshuva shayech el Hashem Yisborach. Ki mitzad Hashem Yisborach yesh teshuva elo odom lo zulas ze klal. The teshuva only pertains between man and God. Vilokach, and therefore, timtza ha teshuva veveist in shalmalo, velo veveist in shalmato. The adarav, on the contrary, says the Maharal, is it not well known from the Yerushalmi in Makkos that Chochmah was asked what happens to the sinner, and it answered, chatoim tirdof raw, evil will pursue the sinners. And Nevuah was asked what will happen to the sinner, and Nevuah answered, also there is no hope. V'yein ha-teshuvu rak mitzad Hashem isporach, u'lefikoch beisnin shel mato ein din shelahem mitzad ha-teshuvu.
So two reasons in the Maharal, the basic question. Why does tshuva not help in beisnin shel mato, and it helped in beisnin shel malo?
Says the Maharal, the reason is, because beisnin shel malo take into account meritorious deeds which are deserving of reward, as well as wicked deeds which are deserving of punishment, and therefore it is only in beisdin shel malo that we have the possibility of one cancelling out the other. Whereas in beisdin shel mato, all beisdin shel mato is concerned about is, did he do it? Was he warned? Was it with intent? And that's all that we are interested in. He either gets punished or he goes free. He never gets rewarded. That's the difference between beisdin shel malo and beisdin shel mato. And the other difference is, the Maharal is, that in beisdin shel mato, it is not possible for teshuvah to exist, because teshuvah is a relationship exclusively between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the individual. And without Kael Melech Yoshev Al Kisei, there is no rachamim. Because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, the possibility of teshuva does not exist, because Nevuah doesn't recognize it and Chochmah doesn't recognize it. Let me just briefly refer you to the two other answers, one in the Neid of Yehuda. The Neid of Yehuda's answer is very unusual. You can see he speaks as a halachist and not in the, as it were, Kabbalistic way of the Maharal. Let me just say it over to you, Baal Peh. The Neid of Yehuda says as follows. From the fact that the Torah legislated Misos based in, it becomes quite obvious that tshuva is not allowed to interfere. Because if tshuva was allowed to interfere, there would never be such a thing as Misos based in, because every Tom, Dick and Harry, or the Jewish equivalent, would say, when he's sentenced to death, that I happened to have done tshuva last evening while you weren't looking. So the fact that the Torah has legislated Arba Misos based in is in itself a proof that the Torah had no intention of allowing teshuva to interfere with Arba Misos Beis Din. Why? Answers the Neid of Yehuda. Because Arba Misos Beis Din are required for two purposes. One is as a punishment, and the other is as a deterrent. V'chol ha'om yishma'u v'yirol, v'lo yizidun out. So Zol Zayin, from the point of view of punishment, maybe teshuva might render the punishment obsolete, but from the point of view of deterrent, the acceptance of teshuva would be a very, very dangerous exercise. So the Neid of Yehuda suggests that in reality, the fact that the Torah has legislated Arba Misos Beis Din in the Torah is an automatic indication that the element of teshuva is not allowed to interfere, and it is not allowed to interfere because Arba Misos Beis Din, when it is decided by the courts that the Avera warrants it, must be carried out, not only to punish the sinner, but also to act as a deterrent for others, and that is a theme which is mentioned by the Torah itself, V'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiron. The Chidah says a very balabatish answer to our question. And he asks again, why does teshuva not help in Arba Misos Beis Din? And he says, because we have a klal in the Gemara. Ein ledayin elamar she'ein avroos. An earthly judge is only allowed to judge on the evidence of his own eyes. So teshuva is doch mosor lelev. Teshuva is something which takes place in the heart of the individual. It is not physical evidence. It, therefore, since it's not physical evidence, the Beis Din Shel Mato is not allowed to consider it. So you see how we have moved from the Maharal through the Neid of Yehuda right down to the Chidah, and there is something similar in the writings of the Oruch HaShulchan in his Sefer Oruch HaShulchan HaOsid in the Chelek devoted to the laws of the Sanhedrin. So we have come a little way. In regards to tshuva, the Rambam, as I say, is of the opinion that there is no mitzvah to do tshuva. The Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Vayelech and the Avodas HaMelech
of Reb Menachem Krakowski on the Rambam, they both defend the Rambam's position that there is no mitzvah to keep to do teshuvah. They insist there is no mitzvah. And ki ha-mitzvah hazos with which we began this evening, that's not a problem, because if you look in the Gemara in Eilev in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis and Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, you will see there that it seems to refer to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is a topic which we had at a shir in a previous year. Says the Meshech Chochma and Avodas HaMelech, why is there no mitzvah of teshuvah according to the Rambam? It's very simply the following. If a person has been a Mechalel Shabbos for the past 50 years, when he decides to keep Shabbos again, it's not because there's a mitzvah to do teshuvah. It's because there's a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. The mitzvah to keep Shabbos hasn't moved. Now he has decided to be bound by the mitzvah of Shabbos. A person who's been eating treif all his life and decides he's going to give it up, the motivation, the impulse, is not because there's a mitzvah to do teshuvah. The reason why he has to do so and become a better person is because the Torah says you're not allowed to eat anything which is not kosher. So therefore, it is a mistake, says the Meshech Chochma, explaining the Rambam, to suggest that a person who has been Mechalel Shabbos, that the mitzvah which impels him now to keep Shabbos is the mitzvah of V'shavto ad Hashem Elokech V'shomato V'kolo. That's not the mitzvah that impels him to keep Shabbos now. The mitzvah that compels him to keep Shabbos now is a little earlier on in the Torah. Zachor es yom ha-Shabbos le-Gadishah. Shomor es yom ha-Shabbos le-Gadishah. Sheish es yomim ta'avod v'yosiz l'kol malachtecho. V'yom ha-Shvi is Shabbos l'asir l'checho. Lo sase kol malachu atol v'inucho, etc., etc., etc. So it's very interesting to see their position. There is no mitzvah of teshuvah, says Meshach. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Torah. And when a person is exhorted to do teshuvah, it is to pay attention to what he's been ignoring for the past 6 years. So here we've built up a little bit of a picture. I have to tell you, I always remember when Rabbi Jacobowitz was in Dublin, he mentioned something, or talking about teshuvah and doing more mitzvahs and changing our ways. He used to mention to the congregation, he was always wondering by people, they come to shul and they say, Oshamnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu, and they're banging and banging and banging, and they go out, and they continue on after Yom Kippur exactly as before, no change, they don't even stop for breath, fight on the dog. What are they banging? He says, I never understood what that was all about until I went into a grocer's to buy flour, and I noticed that the lady who was serving and putting the flour into the bag, she was banging down the flour to make room for more. So I understood what the Oshamnu Bogadnu was. They thought that maybe there was getting a little crowded in there. So they were banging a little bit in order to make room for another few of it. The truth of the matter is, my friends, I don't need to dwell on the current situation. All the gods with a small g are collapsing. Eilonu shir rakatero azos. And we ain't only showing Elo Avinu Shemashomayim. We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many, many problems. If I am telling you, we'll turn this off for a moment if you don't mind, please.